back to you.
No, Ramadan. Ramadan. I think. Yeah. We're out to Allah above. Posting Yom Mitzvah and Shabbos. A Pesach is one of the examples of a Pesach is Shabbos and Yom Mitzvah. For example, the person had a mind didn't pay to take a netter till Shabbos and Yom Mitzvah, and it comes out that that if he well, were you to have known that it's going to stare your Shabbos and Yom Mitzvah, it's going to disrupt them to your fasting on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Mitzvah, maybe Shabbos and himself included in his nether, so then that's a valid Pesach. Okay? So only they say Hayomim, they used to say Oso Yom Mutarim V'Shal Kolem Marfurim. However, they used to say originally that it's only for those days of Shabbos and Yom Mitzvah to come out in your nether. You know what? I made a mistake when I just translated. It's talking about a guy who made a nether to fast for, let's say, 40 days straight, which includes the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. So they tell him, listen, you didn't have my Shabbos and Yom Tov, surely. So that's a Pesach, but initially they only learned to pass up for Shabbos or Yom Tov themselves. For the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Achibor Rabbi Akiva came and said a tremendous chiddush. And the Limei taught, Shaneder shuta miklolo utarkulo. A neder which is partially undermined is completely undermined. Which if you made a neder and I am able, we're on Laman Aleph Laman Aleph 61. Okay? If you made a neder and I can undermine it partially, then it's as if the entire neder is undermined. Okay? It's not as if. Then it undermines the entire neder. Ketzad. How so? Amar Kenim Sheni Nenel Kulchem. He says, I don't want to derive benefit from all seven of you. Hutar Echad Mehem, if one of them becomes Mutar, in other words, one of the seven now has about him there's a Pesach. So then, Hutu Kulam. All of them become Mutar. Because one falls, they all fall. Sheni Nene, Lizeu, Lizeu, Lizeu. Now what if he said them, however, sequentially? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on and so forth. So Utar Rishon, if the first one falls, then Utar Kulam, all of them are permitted. Utar Achon, if the last one in the sequence falls, then only Achon Mutar, only the last is permitted. Kulam Asurim, all the rest are forbidden. I don't know. But I mean, we. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we've had it before. Besides in the Dorim, I don't remember where else it appears, though. I'm sure we've had it. What? Maybe if Amos had something like that, yeah. But I remember what context. Whether we had such thing, I don't remember. But you're right, it sounds like something we had in Amos. Okay. In any event, Mr. Zuger, we're once in the Halach above in the Mishnah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. The first word in the line is She'eni Nene. She'eni. She'eni Nene Ozeh Korban Ozeh Korban. However, if he punctuated his statement, then he said, I'm not going to have Anoah for this one as a Korban, as if it's a Korban. And for this one as if it's a Korban. That's throwing in the word Korban, which you usually don't use in making a nether, because that really is the full formal language. It's really not necessary. You just say, we said at the beginning of Masechta, we usually use the Yodos Nedarim. We use as if, where it says, Anoz Odom Zeh'olai, the Anoz of this person is upon me, so then that's sufficient. You don't have to say, Olai Kikorba, right? But even though that's the full formal language, that his benefit should be upon me like as if it's a korban, which means it's forbidden to me. But in this context, if you separate each individual in the chain by saying korban, right, so then each one is independent. So you can pass the kol echad echad, it's not a chain anymore, you've separated them. Each one requires its own pesach, right? Konam yani cheni toim. If a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, shayayin v'ra'al miyayin, because wine is bad for the digestion, Amrullah, then they said to him, Balam Yushan Yatulamai. Old wine is good for the digestion. Hutzalam Yusha. He's permitted for the old wine. For Lolam Yusha Bilvadhutar, not just the old wine. Elabchol Yayai. He's permitted for all wine. All wine becomes permissible to him. Why? Because again, if you can undermine the nether partially, the nether is completely undermined. Similarly, Botzo Sheni Toeim, he says, I'm not going to taste onions, Shabotzo Raule, because onions are bad for the heart.
Amula, they said then, Balua Kufri Yafale, there's an onion called the Kufri onion, which is good for the heart. Uta Bakufri, he's permitted to eat Kufri onions. Kufri Uba-Bavarut are not just Kufri onions, Elabachol Utsalim, but all onions as well. Mice, and mice happen like this, V'yitiv, Reimer, Bachol Utsalim, Reimer permitted for all onions, like Rabbi Akiva's for. Tani, we learned, Hutar, now there's a word missing here, according to the Karbonado, based on the Bavli, Hutar Mimenu, Hutar Amtsoy, it should be. If the one of the Avalinkos, the chain of seven, and one of the middle ones became mutter, right? So then, mimenu lamata mutter, all the rest in the chain are permitted. Mimenu lamal, the ones which preceded that individual in the chain, are also, or the substances, whatever your nether consisted of. So the domino effect begins wherever you begin, it doesn't affect the ones prior to that one where you began in the Pesach in finding an opening with which to permit your nether. They don't go backwards. That's right. Tiny b'shem Rabbi Nelson, learn Neira Nelson. Now the rest of this Mishnah, the rest of this Gemara is not in the Bavli. Tiny b'shem Rabbi Nelson, learn the name Rabbi Nelson. Yesh nether she mitzasa bata mitzasa kain. Sometimes nether which is partially cancelled and partially sustained. Ketza, how so? Nodem in a kalkola, if he took a nether from a basket, but from no sheva, there were certain types of dates in the basket called but no sheva. Amar, and he said, Ilai Sadir Shisham no sheva. And he says, right, to know that there were these types of dates in the basket, lo yisi no there, I wouldn't have taken a nether. So that's a Pesach, that's an opening. Hutam no sheva, you can now can you mat his nether on the b'no sheva, and since nether shutam mitzasa huto kulo, since when you do partially on the mind, completely on the mind, lo b'no sheva bilvarutar, that doesn't just work for the b'no sheva, el b'chol kakol, it works for the entire basket. Avo ima mar, but if he said, ilo isio der sheisham no sheva, if he said, right, I've known that there was no sheva, lo isi no der mi b'no sheva, and I wouldn't have taken nether from the b'no sheva, lo utar elabiv no sheva bilvat. He only becomes mutar in the bnos sheva. Now this is an interesting dichotomy. Again, as I said, it's not in the Bavli. But here it says, were I to know, he said when he made the Pesach, he didn't just say, were I to know that there was a bnos sheva, I wouldn't have made the nether at all. He says, were I to have known that there were bnos sheva, I wouldn't have made the nether from the bnos sheva. So on that, Rabbi Nosson, see, I don't know if it's either Rabbi Akiva or explaining Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Neder Shehuta Mitzasa Neuta Kulo. Rabbi Nelson says that's only true if he says, just says generically, were I to have known about that substance, I wouldn't have made the nether. But he says, were I to have known about the substance, I wouldn't have made the nether about that substance, but only for that part of the nether is the Kamutza, not for the rest of the nether.
Except he didn't make the nether for that substance.
What? Right. Right, but nevertheless, right, but that these holds, Rabbi Nelson holds the difference between qualifying the nether and reneging on the nether, and it depends how he phrases the statement right now. Yeah, I don't know if Rabbi Akiva agrees with that. Could be Rabbi Akiva holds, like he says in our Mishnah, nether shutam mitzasa nehuta kulo, regardless of what statement he makes now. Whereas in the says, it depends on how what he qualifies now. Okay. One can open b'chavad atzma. Person learns b'chavad atzma, b'chavad bara. Gives a pesach to an individual and says, "Well, if you didn't take your own honor or your kid's honor into respect, into account when you took your netter, obviously." Now we say to him, for example, let's say he took a netter to divorce his wife, a shvuah divorce his wife, a netter which required him to divorce his wife. And so that we say to him, Ilya, you said they're waiting to know. Shalomach Yomir Lech, that tomorrow they're going to say about who, they're going to say about you, Kachu Vesto Shali Ploni. This is so and so's won't. Megarish Nashav, he divorces his wives. Babinosech Yomim, and concerning your daughters, they're going to say, but no, Skushain, they're the daughters of a divorcee, and they won't be able to get a Shidduch. Right? Hey, and they're going to, people are going to start saying, hey, my boss, Iman Shalehu is garish. What happened with this mother that she was got divorced? You saw the Bible here, so it's Ross instead of Ross. What did she see? It's not clear if there's any difference. You are Yosher. When the Achoyim wants to say there is a difference in the, between the Girsos, I don't know exactly if there is or isn't. But in any event, here it says, hey, my boss, Iman, what did she come? And the Bible says, hey, my Ross, Iman, what did she see? He has it made with scars. They'll start saying rumors about the mother. So bottom line is, your kids are going to have problems. You're going to have a bad reputation. Vaman, he said, if he says at that point, Ilu, Aisi, Odeh, Shukei, right to have known that's the case, Lo Aisi, Noida, would not take a nether, I raise the mutter, that's a Pesach. Okay? Now, let's skip down here. The first line, really, the Mashbiach puts at the end of the Gemara. It makes sense that way, more sense than the way it's written here. So let's skip down one line, Kiada. See that, to see there are actually two lines. The second line after Mishnah says Kiada, like this, Chada Itasa, Nadras mean Barta. So there was a certain woman who took a nether from her daughter, right? In other words, refrained from bed for her daughter. Asa Gabri Rabbi Yochel, so the woman came for her Yochel. Armelon, he said to her, Ilu Avas Yodas, the Bartich Nasfashum Bish, were you to have known that your daughter got a bad name because of your nether. So, Nadras Havis, would you have taken such a nether? Amar, she said, Lo, I would not have. The Sharlo, and he was Matir Nether for her. Velomasti, so he isn't it our Mishnah that says this? Paisalon and Bechav Abronov, we make it, we open for an individual and for the honor of Bechav Atma Bechav Abronov. So said, so what's Rabbi Yochanan? What's the Chiddush? Why being a story to Rabbi Yochanan? The Chor, it's an open and shut case of our Mishnah. So says, Gemara, the low teeth you never say, yes, that's true. Well, there is a Tana who argues on our Mishnah. That's Ayyid Rebbe Meseir. So we want to tell you not to pass on him. What's Ayyid Rebbe Meseir? Now go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Tana Rebbe Meseir Omer, ain't place to learn him, El Bechavad Atzim Bilvad. Ayyid Rebbe Meseir said we only go by an individual's own honor and respect, not by his kids' honor and respect. So Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say, we take into account the kids' honor and respect as well. Okay? Says the word for Allah Ches. Next page. Klenim Shani no say his plonies. Shani no say his plonies. Same idea. I'm not going to marry so and so unless he takes a nether or a shvuah on that because Kuurani, because she's ugly. By Reina, turns out she's beautiful. Shchera says she's dark complexion. By Elavana, she turns out to be light complexion. Ketzara, she's short. By Reina, Ukush turns out to be tall. See the standards of beauty were, I guess, it was a kind of Caucasian.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. No, we didn't even see her, obviously.
Yeah,
blind date, yeah. Well, he just got the shops and described her, right? Vanasi, or Mutterba. And he's permitted in her. Lo mipnei shasha shikura Vanasi stone. It's not because of a noila. Not because a new thing, because we had all the issue early in the parrot, whether you can posech benoilat, when something occurs later on, whether that's considered to be a valid Pesach or not. So we say it's not because she was fat and she went to her on, you know, diet and she became slim. No, that's not what it is. Lomni she grew Manasseh's Noah, or Shchera, she was dark, Manasseh's Avon, and she had some chvei, she threw some skin application, became white. Kitzara Manasseh's Aruka, or they stretched her. When she was short and she became tall. Ella Shanetos was because of a mistaken impression. Because she really was beautiful, or whatever, and he didn't know. Maisa Be'echot Shari Basel Chosanoi is a certain, a Maisa like this, a certain individual who took an oath not derive any benefit from his niece. They're bugging to marry this niece, and she thought she was terribly ugly, and he refused to marry her. He took an edder against her. And he saw her. Seems that he actually saw her. The Nisula based Rabbi Shmuel. So they brought this niece to the house of Rabbi Shmuel, the Pua, and Rabbi Shmuel made her beautiful. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, it was a child, the Gemara is going to discuss how. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, he showed her this girl, he said, Beni, Yizuna Daito, did you take a netter against this woman? Amar Lulav, he said, no, because this is a beautiful girl. Now, by our standards, this girl will not prove to be so beautiful, but you'll see the Gemara, what the Gemara says. Vitir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel permitting him at that point was Matir's netter. Bozo Shoah Bachar Rabbi Shmuel. That time Rabbi Shmuel cried and he said, Benos Yisrael knows that the daughters of Israel are beautiful, all of them are, and the Shanius Min Abalton, they're poor, and that's what makes them not look good. But if you apply the right treatments for the right money, they're all beautiful.
Okay,
now what did he do for her? Asula, now here it says Ayin shows up, but the Babli doesn't have the eye, it only has the Shane shows up, the next line, the tooth. She either had an eye missing, or an eye or a tooth missing. Seems like from the Babli only a tooth, not an eye. But in any event, in order to replace the tooth, it's that she had a false tooth, looked disgusting. So Rabbi Shmuel made her a tooth, or according to Yerushalmi, via Goris Ayin, he made her also an eye of gold, and that changed everything. So the false tooth, which was made out of gold, made her look beautiful. But Lashon HaZeh, I'm not alone, this is also not in Bavli, he said to her, Zakev and Mashaleh, you get her with the gold tooth tossed in. That's for free. Okay? So in any event, I don't know exactly nowadays, I don't think gold teeth would really make her look more beautiful, but in our eyes, but that's what worked back then. The Russians still are very much into that, right? Okay? Shemetz Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel died, Nosos Kino, the women cried bitterly, Vomros, and they said, Benos Yisrael, the daughters of Israel, are Rabbi Shmuel Bechena, and Rabbi Shmuel cried. Bechena Omer B'Shol Sotu said, by Shol HaMelech, Benos Yisrael, daughters of Israel, El Shol Bechena cry upon the death of Shol. Now here we have again another Gemara, which is not in the Bavli. See if it says, Benos Yisrael Shol Bechena, the daughters of Israel, Shol, you should cry. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yechem, Echadam, Rabbi Benos Yisrael, Ma'am, it's really talking about the daughters of Israel, the girls. So Ba'alei and Ochels and Mechama, their husbands used to go to war. V'ay, Amal and Mezelos and Shol used to supply the women, the wives, left behind with, the wives and daughters, I guess, also, with food. Matam Lomar, where the Pasuk says, say this, the Pasuk says it, and this is in David's eulogy for Shol. Amale Edi Zav al Rushchem, he who puts upon your dress a golden ornament. Shein Tachshid Noah, so says the Yerushalmi, very interesting logic. So it doesn't say he fed them, it says he gave them jewelry, right? No, it says the Yerushalmi, Shein Tachshid Noah, a gufa uda. Jewelry doesn't look good if the body's emaciated. So obviously, in order to give them jewelry, you have to feed them ahead of as well. Okay, so the Yerushalmi knows he must have fed them, because otherwise there's no point in giving them jewelry, right? The Chorana, by the other said, Benos Yisrael is not the daughters of Israel, but Benoyos Shem Yisrael, the builders in Israel. Like we say, I'll decree, Benayich Ela Bonoich. The builders of Israel are the Chachamim, Benoyos Shem Yisrael. Sanhedroyos Shem Yisrael, the Sanhedrin of Am Yisrael. Used to see groups of Talmidei Chachamim, Umachil Umashkon, used to give them a thing to drink. So used to support the Koilonis. What does it mean in this context? He didn't give Talmidei Chachamim gold jewelry, then it wasn't what Talmidei Chachamim were interested in. We're interested in Hamburgs and frocks. So it doesn't help us to get gold jewelry, right? So what does it mean? Amal Edizov al Gushchem, Shayoshomea Tam Alochim Pichochim. He would listen to what other Chachamim had to say, Umakauso, and praise them as a result. So that's like a golden ornament, the fact that he would listen to somebody and give him a grace of Yashakoyach and praise him for what he had to say. Okay? Nara Murasa. Next parent. Nara Murasa Aviyu Balam Mithir Nidorah. Now, the halacha is a husband can annul his wife's vows. Within how long of time frame does he have? Till Shkia, actually. till the next year, no matter when it starts. A father also can annul vows of his daughter. I don't remember if there's any time frame for him. I think he gets more than one day. I don't recall. I think he gets more than one day. Now, a father annuls his daughter's vows till she's how old? Take a guess. 12 and a half. So the same age you can marry off, which is 12 and a half. A husband can annul her vows whenever she gets married, which is, could be earlier, could be later. If she's a murasa, she's a nara murasa, she's a girl's betrothed, not fully married yet, so then both the father and husband do it together. They do it as partners. Okay? So that's what we're about to discuss. Nara murasa, a girl who's betrothed, avia ubala mefira nidara. Her father and her husband annul their vows together. What if the father does it and not the husband? Or the husband does it and not the father? Ain't no move for it, doesn't work. Need both. Now it goes to say, if one of them was Mekayim the Neder. Mekayim the Neder, one of them says explicitly, I like this Neder, it's fine, I sanction it. So that makes that much worse, obviously, because there he cut off any possibility of ever being made for the neder. Okay, usually the word used, even though there's somewhat interchangeable, when a chacham does it, it's called being matir neder. When a husband does it, it's called, or the father does, it's called made for neder. Okay, says the Gemara. See, it says v'mayosi eliish. If she's going out, this halacha is so, it's very different than the Bava Yerushalmi, the big machlokes here in the Bava Yerushalmi. They're very, the psukim are not the same Bava Yerushalmi, it's just so different. See, if it says, Vimayos Elish, says, if she goes to her husband, Mana Kami, what are you talking about? Imba Nisua, if we're talking about where she's Nisua, I mean, not just betrothed, but fully married. See, the Rei says in Basi Shornador, the Rei says if she makes the nether in the house of her husband, then her husband undermines her nether. He's made for it. Being Bifnuya, but sorry about a girl who's not yet married at all. So, Kvarksiv, Vishok Isidor, nether, Bud La Hashem. Then we know that that's what it says. She takes the nether, so then her father annuls it. So, what's this puzzle say about? If she goes to her husband and she has Nidara upon her, who's to say about? This is talking about a girl who's betrothed. That her husband and her father do it in partnership. Akadum says, well, okay, that's true. Vindarim Shenodra Mishan Isarzo. And saying that's true about Nidarim she took after she got betrothed. Nidarim Shenodra Shalom Isarzo. What about Nidarim she took before she got betrothed? So how do we know that even those the husband participates in annulling? But it says, Undareo Alea and her Nidarim which are upon her. In other words, it sounds like the Nidarim are already upon her when she got married. The rabbi says, Nidarim Shabbi Yadami Besabi. Okay, so so far Tanakama here so says that the husband's that hafara is essential in partnership, even not just in Durham which occurred after she got betrothed, but even in Durham which she came into the betrothal with them already upon her. Okay? Now, Tanisham Lesbian,
right? Father didn't.
Yeah, well he still has to do his part.
Right.
Again, that's the same. I seem to recall father doesn't have a 24-hour limitation. Only the husband does.
So the husband has to look for the father to agree with him.
Right. Right. They both have to agree. Well, we're assuming that, right? So we need the husband at this point as well. Tashem Lezer, we learned that Rebbe Lezer. Imayos Yelish. He learns Imayos Yelish. It's not talking about Nara Muroso. Not talking about a girl under 12 and a half. It's talking about a girl who's over 12 and a half. And she's betrothed. And there, the Pasuk is telling us that her husband, solo, is made for an adorer. Not, he doesn't, the father's out of the picture already. The father went out of the picture when she hit 12 and a half. Here's the husband, solo, who does it. Chevrayam, the chabur of the base of Meir says, Yo, some Rabbi Lozzi. We like what Rabbi Lozzi said. That this pasuk is saying about a girl who's over 12 and a half. Now, in the next few lines, Rebbe says Rabbi Eliezer should say, I'm going to learn Korban Eidah, even though it's very confusing. Everywhere it says Rabbi Eliezer should say Rabbanan, everywhere it should say Rabbanan should say Rabbi Eliezer, which is standard for the Yerushalmi. The Kasha al Rabbanan. It's difficult on the Rabbanan. So why is it different on the Rabbanan? Mikema Chebogra lo yotza lo yotza kvar mi yirushus avia. Once she's a bogeres, is not. Now, I'm not sure exactly what they were learning in Rabbanan, because Rabbanan seemed to say Nara Hamuroso. They were talking about Nara Hamuroso. But I guess they were assuming that this pasuk with which the Gemara opened, Vimayosi El Ish and Darel Leh, doesn't inherently discuss Nara or bogeres. Could be either one. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer makes sense, because he says something about a bogeres, a woman who already has left her father's domain, and therefore she's on her own. When she gets married, her husband is made for the Nidorim by himself. But now, the Gemara's difficulty, therefore, on the Rabbanan. Mikayim Shabogra Lok Fayotzer Meshusavia. Once she's a bogeres, so her father is gone. In other words, Rabbanan don't have a pasuk which tells us anything about bogeres. The husband does it by himself, right? They have a pasuk which covers Penuya, a girl who's not yet betrothed, that her father does it. They have a pasuk which covers Nesua, a girl who's fully married, that the husband does it. But they have no pasuk to cover an Arusa Bogeris, a girl who's only betrothed, not married, but is over 12 and a half. So Glenn says, this pasuk in Mayosi, at least that covers it, and we see only the husband by herself does it. But according to Rabbanan, there's no pasuk which deals with that. So we're left assuming, probably incorrectly, which is Mar's point, that a girl over 12 and a half, who's only betrothed, you still need both the partnership of the father and the husband. So that's what's difficult. That doesn't, it's not material though.
She's still living there.
But halachically speaking, she's not, her father has no rights. The moment her father has no rights to marry her off, just like a father has no rights to be made for his sons in the dorm. Right? Father can't be made for sons, right? Even if the kid's living in this house, even from the youngest age. It's contingent on this relationship of being able to marry her off. So therefore, at 12 and a half, it terminates. Okay? So after they say the kasher of Adam became a chabad who looked for yotzim and shesavia, isn't she ready out of her father's house, her father's domain, rather? Yisayma shemay savia, she should be like a yisayma, an orphan whose father died. Me made for law, who was made for Abba made for, the husband is made for. So where do we ever see that according to Rabbanan? The kasher and the other one's difficult. How's Rabbi Eliezer? Difficult Rabbi Eliezer the other direction. Imat shelo nichnaso l'shusa who made for law. If a case now according to Rabbi Eliezer Berman, we have three psukim, right? A pasuk by a penuya, a girl who's not married, that she her nedarim are her father's matron. We have a pasuk by a nesua, which teaches us that when she's fully married, the husband's matron. And now we have a pasuk by a bogeres arusa, a girl who's betrothed, who's already over 12 and a half, that the husband is major. Well, that makes the, doesn't that not render the pasuk about Nisua, a fully married girl, superfluous? If you know that a bogeres arusa, a betrothed girl who's over 12 and a half, the husband is major. So Kav HaChomer goes fully Nisua, the husband is major. Right? You don't need a pasuk for that. So that's the one it says, the kasha of the Rabbi Eliezer. If before she enters his domain, he's made for her nedarim. Certainly, if he's already in her domain, what do I need a pasuk for that? So, Mamakayim Rabbi Lezer, what does Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk? Also, there's an additional question. Mamakayim Rabbi Lezer, what does Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk? It says, her nedarim are upon her. Now Rabbanan said that means when she gets betrothed, if she comes in with the dorim from previously, so those the dorim, you need the husband's participation now in order to be made for her. Right? She came in to the betrothed with the dorim she took earlier. right? So now, once she's betrothed, he also needs the husband's participation in that. So Mamakim, Rabbi Lezer and Dorel Leo, what are we talking about? Mamakim, what are we talking about? Imbin Dorim, Shenodra, Shaloni, Sarsa. We're talking about the Dorim, which she took before she got betrothed. Vini Sarsa, and she already became, and then she became betrothed. Kfar Nire, La'av, now the word La'av take out, because it's before she got betrothed. Kfar Nire, La'av, La'afair. The husband could do it, the father could do it on his own. Ella, so where are we talking? What must he talk about? Kiano Kayamin, what are you talking about? Beneder Shenodra, in the nether which she took. Now instead of the next five words, the Shai turns to so just puts in the word Mishemes Avia v'hi Bogeris. Once her father dies, when she's a Bogeris. Now, I can't exactly follow the sequence here, but Rabbi Lezer obviously speaks about this pasuk. I guess I can't follow the sequence. I take that back. Let me make it clear. The pasuk which says Undarel Leo. Let's look. That's the same pasuk which we started the Gemara with. If you take a look back at the Gemara, the right beginning of the Gemara, it says, and that pasuk continues, it says, Undorel Olel. Okay? Now, according to Rabbanon, that pasuk is talking about a Nara who got betrothed. Okay. So that means, it's come to tell us that she took the Dara before she got betrothed. She got betrothed. Now, her father and her husband have to be made for annulled in the Dara in partnership. But according to Rabbanon, that same pasuk is talking about a Bogeris. He says, that's why about a Bulgaris Arusa. And it's telling us that the Bulgaris Arusa, the girl is over 12 and a half and betrothed, that she has her Nidorim annulled by her husband only. So what's the Undorel there referring to? Nidorel there from when? When were these Nidorim taken? If they were taken while the father was still alive, this is a very critical point. If anyway, the father's still alive, if the father dies, then those Nidorim are stuck. I mean, you can always go to a Chacham, you know, a sage, the Imad to annul them. But that, there was no transfer then from the father to the husband. So that can't work. If the father was alive when the Nidorim were taken and then died. So there, and even if the father was, even the father, it's more than that, because there's a gap. Even the father's still alive, she's a Bogeris, so therefore the gap between 12 and a half, when the father lost his authority, and now is an unbridgeable one. He can't annul those Nidorim which took place before 12 and a half, because those were father's Nidorim. He wasn't in the picture, and it's too late for him to jump on that bandwagon and for those Nidorim to transfer to him. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer must say, that's what the Gemara says here, we're talking about a nether which she took when she became a Bogeris already. So those Nidorim were never under the father's auspices. So that's why when he marries her, he takes over those Nidorim, and for 24 hours after years about that, he has the right to nullify them, to annul them. Okay? So that's what it says here. Minon Rabbi Lez, again, according to the Shai Torah, it's the Sol's Girsa, it says, Mishemesa Via, the Dorm she took with Shemesa Via, Via Bulgaris, and she's a Bulgaris. Now we're about, in case you lost the place, and while we are going through that whole explanation, we are in the middle of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. Last word on the line. Minon Rabbi Lezer, having no current Rabbi Lezer, Namurasa, that a girl who's betrothed, and it's still a Nara, still in the Chovenath, Avio Baal Mifrin Dorea. That he learns the possible Yossi Elishin Dorea Lea, that's why about a Bogeris. The girl is already over Chovenath. So that's certainly not talking about what is a partnership. So I know the concept of partnership by a girl is betrothed when she's under Chovenath. So says Mara, because of ben ish liishto. Says the Gemara said the pasuk says this is the halacha of the Dorim ben ish liishto, and the pasuk goes on. It's not clear. It's choppy here. The Gemara, but it says ben ish liishto ben av libno. I mean ben av libito. The new rabbis of you. There's a linkage there. Ish liishto av libito. They're in the sandwich together. So and that's as it says the Gemara. Ad kedun. Until now, I know. It should be. It seems to me it should be. Ha'av begal. The father is shayich to the husband, right? Because the father it says benish to ishto and be'av lebito. We see that the father is riding on the husband. How do we know about be'av? How we know it works the other way as well? That the husband is riding on the father, because it says ben av lebito. So it's a little bit choppy, but the idea is that it says ben av lebito ben ish liishto in the same pasuk, right? Right. And so they're sandwiched together. That when she's an amorah, so then both of them have authority. Yes. But it's not just analogy, but they're linked. There's a linkage, okay? My Makai Rabbanim Beish Lishto. What do Rabbanim do with this pasuk? Because they already know that Naam Rasa, both the father and husband, maybe they're from the Mayosi Elish, right? So what do they do with this pasuk? It says, the Gemara, My Makai, if they know from Mayosi Elish and Dorel Leah, that in the Dorim, those in the Dorim, the husband participates together with the father. So Mamakai Rabbanim Ben Ish Lishto, that means Velo Shebeinu Lach Be'achem. The halacha is, we're going to have it later, that a husband can't be made for all his wife's daughter. He's only made for the daughter which has to do with their relationship. If she took a neder, I don't know exactly which don't apply to their relationship, but if there's a neder which doesn't apply to their relationship, but only to her, so then let's say she took a neder, she's not going to eat by one of her friends, and her husband has no intention of ever eating at that friend's house. So then that would be benula benu, because that's not benula benu, and then her husband can't be made for. Benula benishu benishu belosh benu be'achem, not between her and anybody else. Benav lebito also, between father and daughter, belosh benu be'achem, and not between her and anybody again. As he said, which is relevant to the father, not so which is irrelevant to him. Says Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, okay, that's a nice drasha. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold that drasha. Says more Islay, no, of course he holds that drasha. Kulu mitam on Islay. He learns them all out from that pasuk. Ben Isli Ishto, lo, ben Ishto, lo, ben Ishto, lo, ben Ishto, ben Ishto, lo, ben Ishto, ben Ishto, ben Ishto, and also between the two are sandwiched together in the same pasuk that juxtaposed. That teaches us that they're both together as partners when being made for the nether of a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half. Okay. Period. New issue. Getting back to the mission. Ain't tzorech lomar shekiyum echad mehem. If one of them sustained the nether, then of course the other one cannot be made for on his own. Isachamei. Come and see the following case. Eferov. If the father did afara, ain't mufar. It's not valid. Vatomar, okay, and you're going to say like this. I forgot what that means. One second. He wasn't. One second. It seems that there's a couple of words missing. Should be Yisachamei Eferav Velo Hefer Aben. If the father did that for and not the son, a mufa doesn't work. So Vatamar Achein, isn't that obvious? If one of them is made without the other, so then it's not valid for. So why it tells if one of them sustains it, it's not valid for? That's pasher. I mean, what are you telling us? It's obvious. So it's my law da Yitzmas. The statement was not made on this on this day, on this scenario, the case of where one of them was Mekayim, El Hador. It said like this: Hey, brother, Chokav Lo Yispik Abal LoHafer Ad Shemeis. When said the father nullified his portion, the son has not yet nullified his portion. He wasn't Mekayim, but he hasn't yet. He wasn't Mekayim his neder, but he died. Okay. The son, the father was making have a daramu rasa, she's betrothed. So now her father and her husband have to nullify together. So the father nullified. The kid dropped dead. The husband dropped dead. Right? What's the status in this case? What would you pass?
Yeah,
alright, but the husband's not around anymore. Okay, so that's what it says. Not that way. The father can be made for the chelik of the bow. He gets it. Right? Now, the chiddush of the Tanakama here is that he's got to do it. Even though the husband is no longer there, the father's got to be mater again. He inherits the portion of the bow. And this is a critical thing. It's only a one-way street. A father inherits the rights the husband had to be made for his wife's nedar. It's not vice versa. A husband does not inherit the rights a father had. If the father dies, the husband can't take over. But the father can. But he has to be mater for the son. For the son-in-law.
Now, the girl is over 12 and a half, or
under 12 and a half.
That's why, because he can still marry you up. Okay? She's still.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. You're right. The reason why he still retains
that
as well as because he can marry off again. Right. I didn't think of even of that reason, but that's probably, I'm sure that's the reason. That's right. Very good. Okay. You don't need that far, as long as the husband was not Mekayim in that day. Right? As long as the cousin was not Mekayim, he just dropped dead. You don't need that for him. Now, this is a very fascinating machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, the Shari Torah and so wants to be picked the Yerushalmi to go like the Bavli, but it's unlikely. The Bavli has that Beis Hillel argue with Shammai and say, even if Chaim ain't no Yachol Lohafer, like you said before originally, that Beis Hillel argue with Shammai and said, no! In this scenario, Hafara is not the husband, the father can't be maker because he lost his rights. When he was maker, he in essence did everything he could. Had he not been maker yet, before the son-in-law dropped dead, maybe then he could inherit the whole kit and caboodle and then be maker. But now he was maker before the son-in-law. Then the son-in-law died. He can't get the rights to get me maker because he relinquished his relationship to this mother. That's how the Bavli learns. Dushami says the exact opposite. Dushami says, no, since he was maker before the kid dropped dead, the son-in-law dropped dead, he doesn't have to be maker again. As long as the son-in-law was not Mekayim, he doesn't have to be maker. So it's a polar machlokus in what Beis Hillel Shita is between the Bavli and Dushami. When the Bavli, he can't be maker anymore, he lost it. Because he was maker before the son-in-law died. According to Yushalmi, no, he doesn't have to be maker. Because the son-in-law died, what does he have to be maker anymore? They both, regardless of the rights of Bishame says that the father has to be maker again. Okay? The second time. Says the Mar, going further with Yushalmi Shita, Avalim Haken, if, even Beis Hillel, according to the Yushalmi, if the son sustained the nether before he died, this gasping of the last breath, and he said, you stick with that nether which you have, right? So then that's no the tough one, right? I will make him any yochel ofer. Atamar av mefer chelko shabbat. Okay, you say a father can nullify the husband's chelko, right? Either he does it explicitly or implicitly. B'kesh l'hakim, what if he's making the neder, he's wanting to be after the husband dies and he wants to be making the part of the husband which remains. Does he have that right or not? Now, this is a very strange question, because he already was mefer his part of the nether, right? So now, does he have the right to be making the nether, the rest of the nether, or not? I guess what it means, I don't guess, the Korban Eidah says, and Afkamin is, if he doesn't have the right to be making, so the nether is in suspension, right? If she transgresses the nether, she won't get flogged. It's like to suspend the nether, because he was made for his half. The half of the husband, there's no vote on. So therefore, it's in suspension. I mean, it's not suspension, it's in doubt. If, however, he can be make him the nether, in other words, he has the right at least to sustain the husband's part, so then, even though he was made for his own part, he sustains the husband's part, that's enough for it to get flogged, even when she transgresses the nether. Because that makes the nether valid. And since it gives the validity, so therefore, she'll get flogged when she transgresses it.
Why would
it be? Lachis. He's a jerk. There's no reason for him to do that. This is just a nice theoretical question. Right? No, probably nobody's ever done it. This is a theoretical construct. Okay? And so, now, Omar Mukam Loch, what if he said Mukam Loch? Stam Mukam Loch. Or Stam Mufer Loch? Chelkel Shobal. If he said Mufer Loch, Mukam Loch, or Mufer Loch, without specifying, that refers to the portion of the husband. One second. We always drop the ladies. Okay, now the more goes on. Okay, we said mufer loch or mukam loch. After the husband says, we assume it refers to the portion of the husband. Now, Shita Damil said, this is obvious. Lo ifera aves chelko. If the husband did not nullify his part, va'avra al nidra, and then she transgressed her nether, loka, she gets malchus. Now, this is a fascinating machlokes in the Bible Yushami. According to the Yushami, the father's part is stronger. Even if the husband was made for his part, but the father was not, then Nara Marasa, she gets malchus if she transgresses it. And the Yufeinayim explains that the Yushami is Lishitaso, that if the father is made for, and the husband dies, you don't need hafara anymore. Why? Because the father's hafara takes the initial hafara, took care of everything, right? But he's just superior. But the Bavli holds, argues on that. As we said before, the Bavli says, when a Basila, like your original Sfara, that if the father was made for and then the husband died, so then we're stuck. The nether doesn't work, right? So therefore, the nether can't be nullified, right? It can't be nullified. So then, if that's the case, so therefore, we have Machlokes Bavli Yushami, which is a variation on that theme. According to the Bavli Yushami, once the father's made for his chelik, so the nether is weakened. It's called Miklash Kolish. And therefore, even if she transgresses it, she won't get malchus, even though the father is not made for his part. The Yerushalmi expression is only the other way. What if the husband was made for his part, but not the father? I'm sorry. No. That's the, no. If the husband is made for his part and not the father, so she gets malchus. The question is the other way around. What if the father was made for his chelik and not the husband? The husband's still alive. So then, do I say that damaged the nether so severely that she can't get malchus? Or do I say the father just chopped off his portion, which might be the major portion, but there's still some part of the nether left upon which she can get malchus? Okay? So the way the Bavli expresses it is Miklash Kolish or Megas Gaius. Does he diminish the entire nether or chop off his part?
Okay? So that's what Mara says here. Again, according to Rishami, it's only a one-way question, but not a two-way question.
Because
the husband, the father didn't know by his part, father on the adjacent grass has been mad there, like it. Even if the husband was made for his part, because his part is the minor role. But what if the father made for the husband that did it? Mao should tell that they should get Malchus. Or do we say that since if the Baal died, he saw Kenes Eitzalah? Since, like we said before, the Rishami Shita is that the husband, the father is superior, and therefore the husband inherits, if the husband dies, so his dominion goes to the father. The Baal doesn't hold that way, right? We said the Baal probably holds no such thing. But the Rishami holds that the domain of the husband flows to the father. So maybe, therefore, maybe there's no Malchus. Maybe there's no Malchus if the husband maybe there's no Malchus if the father's maker, as long as even if the Baal was not maker. So it says, Manicha Kamanda Amar. It makes sense, according to being told, Ein Misa Kehafora. It says Kehafora, but it should be Kehafora. It seems like it says later on. If Misa is not like debt, like Hafora, and then it goes from the son to the father, then it must be that the father is superior to the husband. And therefore, when the father is made for his chelek, it diminishes the nether, and there is no malchus. Okay? V'ram k'mandamar yesh misa k'afara. But if you say that, in essence, let me say it outside. Okay. I'll take my time, even though I didn't talk. But let's sort of like this. The way he's explained, we have to understand, when the husband dies, we said, according to the Yerushalmi, the right flows to the father. Either he has to be Mayfair again, like by Yerushalmi, or he doesn't even have to be Mayfair again, like they said. Again, that's Yerushalmi shit, not the Babi's. Babi holds it doesn't flow. But so says the Yerushalmi, let's see, if Misa is like Afara, the death is like Afara, so then I understand that it's not really Nisrokna. It's not really Nisrokna. Because part of the reason why the father can finish the process, or doesn't have to finish the process, is because the death of the husband was like Hafara. It's not really a true Nisrokna. It doesn't really flow. Part of the process was that the death is like Hafara. However, Branko Mandanayesh, I said it backwards. Nigamadamar Amy Stafora, if you hold Misa's not like Afora, then the primary, then that means that when it flows to the father, and the father is made fair with the son-in-law's portion, that means that the father was primary. And that means that since he's primary, if he's made for the nether, even if the husband's not, the nether is damaged, he can't get Malchus for it. But if you hold me, Puram Kamandamar Yesh Misa Kafara, then you say that the death is part and parcel of the Afara. In other words, that when the husband dies, the nether dies a little bit with him. And therefore, that's part and parcel of the father's right to then complete the process. So then, Misa Kafara, if Misa's like Afara, so then that means that it's not necessarily that the father's portion is superior. It could be that part and parcel of that thing that the father can be made for the son-in-law's part is because Misa's like Afara. And therefore, it could be where there is a son-in-law still intact, and he was not made for his chelek, and he didn't die. Even if the father is made for his chelek, that still should get flogged on the son's chelek. So in essence, we're saying, if the son's chelek is wholly subservient to the father's, because it flows to him after death, and he then receives full responsibility. Then, if when the father's made for his chelik, even if the son is still alive and hasn't been made for his, there's no malchus. But we say the son-in-law's chelik is not wholly subservient to the father's, and therefore it doesn't really flow completely. But those are the component of death is part of the diminishing of the nether. So therefore, in the other hand, when the father is made for his chelek, the son-in-law still has its own validity. Perhaps less than the father was, but sufficiently independent that she can get malchus on it. Okay? Then it says, he says here, the Khan here, became a chain or made for law, if the husband was not made for his portion, she transgressed her nether, the nether, like she gets malchus. Tani, Hefer Avis Choko. Now, now we learned the exact opposite of Rabbi Nosson previously. Rabbi Nosson said before that the Chachamim say you don't have to be made for the chelek, that the Basil doesn't have to be made for the chelek, which remains, it's part of Mufar automatically. If the son-in-law dies, he receives a different shita. Tani, let the bride say, for Avis Choko, father's made for chelek. Let's speak about love for chelek and for love here. The father, the son didn't get a chance to be made for Achamais, about until the Baal Achamais, until he died. Baal Achram, made for the Chelka Shushan, she's got to marry somebody else. And her next husband has got to be made for the Chelik of the first husband. It's a big Kiddush. But you need a husband, it doesn't flow to the father. She's got to find another husband. We don't care who's the next husband, there's got to be another one who takes over the place. Rabbi Yossi, it says, Masiso Makin have a price like this. Actually, I think it might be in one of the coming Mishnahs. It says, Bala Avia Ubala Achram Mithiri Mithorea. So this is an amazing shita. It's not like we said before. Before we said, either flows and the husband does it, or the father does it, or if the flows, you don't need the father to do it, or according to the Bible, he can't flow at all. But here it says, no, it doesn't flow. But that's true. But if you find a proxy husband, another one to do it, the second husband can become the shutta of the father, and they'll do it together. Okay, we'll stop here for today. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah.